The player slapped his cards against the table, leaned back in his chair, and grinned. "Impressive hand," Ren said. She would know. She'd crafted it. But better luck next time. She fanned out her winning cards and the man's smile waned, his arrogance falling away like an unclasped cloak slipping from his shoulders. The other two players whistled low. They had long ago folded, but not before parting with a dozen gold coins and a handful of silver. It was enough money to keep Ren comfortable for a week. Standing from her seat in the crowded tavern, she swept her winnings into a pouch and shrugged on her black coat. She tipped her head at the table. "Gentlemen." The losing player jumped to his feet, his hand latching onto her arm.
"How about another round?"
When Ren looked pointedly at his grip, he released her but offered no apology. Entitled and cocky, with a taste for gambling and more than enough money to support the unfortunate habit, he possessed all the qualities Ren looked for in an opponent. But she had grown rather tired of him. He'd spent the game complimenting her pretty poker face, while his eyes not so discreetly darted to her low neckline every other second. He was so relentless, she had started to wonder if it was possible to be killed by aggressive flirtation. "Tempting," she said, "but I have places to be and your money to spend."
"Come on, I can't go home with empty pockets."
Ren was already walking away. "Looks like you'll need to ask for an advance on your allowance." Chilly winter air greeted her outside the tavern doors, slipping on thick leather gloves. Ren set out into the dark streets of Denfell. As she made her way through the city, she fingered the coins in her pocket. The man really hadn't thought she would win. They never did. Not when she'd played her first game at 12, her black hair ratty and matted, limbs scarcely larger than the cards in her hand. Definitely not now. She was 6 years older. Her long hair shined like fresh ink, and she'd packed on a fair amount of lean muscle. But now she wasn't a threat because she had the breasts to fill out a corset. It didn't matter if people underestimated her or not. She would win either way. Ren had a matter to attend to, and afterward she was heading to a fighting pit just across the river, but she didn't have anywhere to be for another hour. The tavern she'd chosen tonight wasn't far from the Golden Strait, a long stretch of road where the city's wealthiest shopped and dined. It emptied after dusk, and though guards made their rounds, if Ren timed it right, she could avoid them entirely. If she timed it wrong, well, she knew how to deal with it. When Ren arrived at the Golden Strait, she was relieved to find the guards were nowhere to be seen. It wasn't that she was opposed to taking care of their presence. It was just a massive pain in the ass. Once, she might have objected on moral grounds, but that was a long time ago. Ren pulled out a watch, clocked the time, and estimated she had at least 7 minutes. She'd need no more than 5. Sweeping down the cobbled stretch of road, she blended into the shadows beneath doorways and overhangs. She slipped past windows of expensive fabrics, passing by jewels glittering in the moonlight, and stopped in front of a shop boasting clothes from some of the finest make in Denfell. There were dresses she would never have a place to wear, and painful-looking velvet shoes. If she'd been feeling self-indulgent, she might have considered trying them on. But tonight, her attention slid past the glamour to the far right side of the display and the burgundy coat she'd been eyeing for 2 weeks. Tossing a glance around the deserted street, Ren stepped up to the barred door and the heavy padlock. She turned up a palm, and a wispy ball of silver light formed in her hand. It grew dense, the faint silver becoming something more solid and shot into the keyhole. With a flexing of her fingers, Ren worked the inside of the lock, prodding until it popped open. She unchained the bars and pulled them outward, then directed her silver to the door, guiding it under the crack, into the shop, and up to the lock on the other side. One twist of the wrist, and the shop was hers.